This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. We broadcast 2 hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. Currently from Missouri. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. I've got the call screen up. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen lines up, 605-477-3249. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Mr. Finelli. How's everything with you this morning?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
I know that's a loaded question.
Always a loaded
question. I'm bracing myself.
Well, is there something I would love to share with you in the class? And that's about, since you asked about automobiles, cars, and car repair, and trucks, and things like that.
Yeah.
Interesting, and I think everybody should know about this, seriously. It affects pretty much most people. So over the weekend, I was going to teach a class on brake repair, changing disc rotors on the front wheels of a vehicle. And replacing the brake pads. And it's kind of a simple job. So I wanted to buy the best brake rotors that I could find. And the brand that I've been using for years and years and years is called Ray Bestos, R-A-Y-B-E-S-T-O-S. It's the same brand that Smokey Unick used to use on his race cars. They've been around for a long time. And they really are a quality product. But my research told me that Ray Bestos does not make disc rotors anymore in the United States. No one does. No one makes U.S.-manufactured disc brake rotors in the United States. So they all come from somewhere else, mostly from China. So now you see boxes of brake rotors that have different brands on them, but they come from China, but you really don't know the quality of the factory that makes them. You have no idea. So I thought, well, Ray Bestos is such a good brand, and they have been for so long, and since they all come from China anyway, I'm sure these guys pay more attention to detail. So the local AutoZone, where we buy, we have a commercial account there, they don't sell Ray Bestos, so they sell their own brand, the AutoZone brand. Duralast is what they call them. So we decided to not buy them and buy the... I decided not to not buy them and to buy the Ray Bestos. Ordered them from rockauto.com, which, in my opinion, used to be a lot better than they are now. I think that they have succumbed to we're no worse than anybody else. You know, that motto. So got the wheels off the car, and I was teaching the class. I got the dial caliper out, and I said, well, let me show you how to measure the thickness of the brake rotors, because what happens is they actually wear out. The friction causes the metal to get thinner and thinner and thinner, and at some point they become so thin that the disc can separate from the hub. So you don't want that to happen because you can lose your brakes. So I started teaching that, and I measured the disc thickness. And then I went to the new rotor that I just opened the box, and it was way, way thinner. The new one was thinner than the old one, which never happens. So I looked at it carefully, and I I went to the internet and I looked up the part number. Sure enough, we ordered the right part number. Sure enough, the box is the right part number. But inside the box was the wrong part. So I opened up the other box. Now, the other box had the right part. So we got two identical boxes, sealed the same way. One was in an inner bag inside the box, and the other rotor was just not in an inner bag. So somebody either returned the brake rotor and put it in the box and sealed it nicely so it looked like it hadn't been tampered with, and the other one was brand new. What I'm saying is, if you think that you can trust anybody to give you the right parts for your vehicle, I think you should think again. That's the point of that. Now, that speaks well for AutoZone, or going to an AutoZone type store where you have a relationship with someone behind the counter who knows what in the heck he's doing. Now, we ended up buying them at AutoZone. They cost a little bit more, but I know for certain that I can look at the part before I pay for it. I can say, that's not right, or that is right. Or I can bring the old one in and match it up. And that's what you have to do today. Because the people who put them in boxes don't pay attention. The people who sell them don't really know what they're doing. It's incumbent upon you to make sure that you get the right parts. And when I was in Virginia, I was going to help our daughter put in disc brake pads on her little truck, her Mercedes 2000 Mercedes truck, an ML320. And I bought the parts, and I said to the guy, if I don't use these, can I bring them back tomorrow? He said, sure. So I brought them back because her brakes were fine. And I didn't open the box. And when I went to return them, he opened the box. And he's looking for all these little parts that are in the box. And I said, is it all there? And he said, yeah. And I said, so what are you looking for? And he said, well, I just want to make sure all the parts are here. Because some people will buy these brakes, take out the little parts that they need, replace the brakes without the little parts, or put the old parts in the box and return them for a full refund. And I said, wow, I didn't open the box when I bought them. Huh. So you taught me something. Now I have to open the box to make sure you're selling me the things that I expect to be in the box. Because if they weren't there, you would probably not believe that I didn't do that, meaning that I stole the parts out of the box. So that's another lesson. Okay, so when you buy auto parts, open the box in front of, before you pay for them, open the box in front of the counter salesperson and make sure that you have everything you're supposed to have and that they haven't been used and replaced in the new box. That's today's lesson about auto parts with Sheban.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that should be a lesson for everything, Vince. I think when you buy anything that... doesn't even have to be high dollar value anymore. If you buy it, I think you should inspect it in the store to make sure the parts are there, make sure it's not broken. That's what you have to do these days.
If you go to a shoe store, you know, and where they actually have someone at the checkout to help you pay for whatever you selected yourself, have you noticed that they look at each shoe in the box to see if they're the same make, model, and size, and that you have a left and a right? They actually do that. Because the shoes in the box could be two lefts, two rights, two different sizes, or two different models.
Sure.
Can you imagine that?
Well, where do we get the shoes from? We get it from probably cheap labor countries. And all the... We don't hardly do any manufacturing here anymore. We're a service-based economy. So that's what we need to do. We need to do with less and check everything out, make sure everything is what they say that it is before we pay for it, and that's just common sense. That's what we have to do.
Let me give you one other quick example about not necessarily getting what you pay for. So... gasoline typically comes in two or three grades. The regular unleaded, there might be a mid-grade, and premium. Sometimes it's just regular unleaded and premium. So let's say the premium costs 20 cents per gallon more. than the regular. Some independent gas stations will tell the driver, the independent driver that brings the gasoline from the terminal, hey, I tell you what, dump 1,000 gallons of regular gasoline into the premium tank. Dump 1,000 gallons of regular into the premium tank. What that means is, let's say they have a 10,000-gallon storage tank. 1,000 gallons of that will be, for the premium side, will be regular. They will be selling regular gasoline, 1,000 gallons of it, at the 20-cent higher premium price. And who's going to know? Nobody.
Exactly.
Except when your vehicle pings and knocks and you go, geez, didn't used to do that. I wonder what's going on. Maybe I need a tune-up. Maybe something's wrong with my engine. Maybe I'll have it checked out. Why is it doing this? And it could be something as simple as the independent gas station cheating customers with 1,000 gallons of regular sold at premium prices. Does it happen? Absolutely. Does it? Absolutely. And another thing that full-service gas stations have been known to do is they'll check your oil, and they will put their thumb, they'll pull out the dipstick, they'll wipe it off with a rag, and they'll put their thumb just so at the part that you hold of the dipstick, the end of the dipstick, so that it doesn't go in all the way. And then what they do is they put the dipstick in, you see them put it in, you see them pull it out, and they look at it and they show you, wow, it's a quart and a half low. So they'll sell you oil that you probably didn't need. And then if they overfill it, which will probably happen, then your oil will have foam in it, and there is not much lubrication quality in foam, because the crankshaft and the connecting rods will slam into the oil in the oil pan, splash it around, and churn it up. So not only did they sell you something you didn't need, they cause foam, which causes premature wear. Just wanted to share a couple other little thoughts with you. That's pretty much all I have for automotive today.
Well, Vince, I'll tell you, that automotive analogy can be used for just about every basic industry in America. Let me just give you some examples. When you buy organic food, I've read quite a few articles that it's not organic. It has pesticides. How about meat grown in labs? How about meats with red dye? How about... And a lot of this stuff is not just sold at the grocery store, but sold at restaurants. How about steroids, hormones, antibiotics, and GMOs? Pesticide-fed cattle, cloning livestock, modified proteins and enzymes for the benefit of shelf life being longer. And, you know, everything, I mean, horse meat has been, I remember reading articles not that long ago, horse meat's been sold to Taco Bell and Burger King. So, basically, all these things for all products need to be checked, because especially in the realm of health, we're not absorbing nutrients anymore. We're not getting the proper bioavailability, metabolism, and homeostasis in the body when it comes to food, and that's an analogy or an example of what's happening with auto parts. It's happening in every industry. Everything is being suboptimal grade. And pardon me for going to Economic 101 so early in the show, but why do you think all these triple B bonds have been rated? And do you think the rating agencies are legitimate in the first place? I mean, we have so many junk bonds out there. Everything should be looked at with caution. Every product, every service, it needs to be checked and double-checked, Vince.
Caveat emptor, buyer beware.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
He's with us, offgridmontana.com. Rich, we talked about the flooding across the Midwest for quite some time, and we predicted that corn would go up in price. Well, it has. And yield is down, price is up, and right now, right this moment, farmers are rationing their corn as feed for their animals. Right now, it's happening. So, just wanted to let you know, class, think about it. Corn prices are up, and they will probably continue going up for some time. Just, you may want to pay attention to that. And here's a quote from Zero Hedge. Quote, end users are in a panic. Crop traders, ethanol plants, and livestock producers want corn now because of the unknowns on this crop. So that's what's happening right now with corn. Any comments, Rich Even?
Well, I might go off into a little tangent here, but this is one of the reasons why we all need to decentralize as much as possible. And vote with your feet and move rural and grow your own garden and be more self-sufficient, because the whole system is rigged for the benefit of the elite, and they are going to manufacture inflation one of these days, and it's not going to be good for the little people. And I mean, look, just I know I can of worms here, but look at how students and young people have been scanned into going to college. Basically, you're paying high prices for social and political indoctrination, where you're forced to rent for years because you're missing out on time leverage of obtaining assets. And when you rent, you're literally throwing money out the window. I mean, 17% of banks charge, or 17% of banks, that's their charge for interest on payments. I mean, that's almost like a hard money loan for loan sharks. You know, we're getting, people have to realize that the U.S., we're getting less revenue from taxes. Spending, government spending is going up. And this is why we have debt issuance, a.k.a. buying bonds, which all equals lower interest rates. Because if interest rates go up, which we've talked about a million times, everything collapses. And we've talked about this in very specific detail. So we have debt leverage economy, which is run off of interest rates, which needs to be low. So the disconnect between fundamentals, earnings, valuations is not, it's a real thing. And let me put it in a trivia question, okay, to show you how important it is to decentralize and start being more self-sufficient. Okay, is our economy, let me say choice A right now, is it supply and demand, free markets, common sense, logic, is it based on hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications? Or choice B, is it corrupt, manipulated? Is it about nepotism? Is it about addictions to power, money, control, and the powers that be, creating propaganda, lies, false flags, hoaxes, getting a job based on what group identity politics you're in? You know, of course it's choice B. And when common sense and logic, free markets and supply and demand no longer prevail, it's up to us as individuals to think outside the box. And if we're totally 100% dependent on the system, well, see, the powers that be want all of us to be dependent on the system. We have to forget about the left-right paradigm. There's some of that, but it means a lot less compared to the aristocracy managing and controlling the serfs. Same with the false flag shootings and, you know, all this warped mind control and psychotropic drugs and brainwashing and RF and microwaves and 5G, or even bees are dying and people and kids are getting cancer. The powers that be telling everybody to go into debt for all this worthless crap. It's up to us to make our own individual decisions. And we have to go back to the basics and think about food, water, shelter, and being debt-free. Vince?
Yeah. Let's talk about pizza when we come back. Rich Sheban's with us. OffGridMontana.com. OffGridMontana.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Finger pointing continues after two mass shootings within hours of each other over the weekend leave at least 31 people dead. House Democrats are calling on Senate Republicans to take up two bills they've sent to that chamber. One, to expand the universal background checks requirement for gun transfers between unlicensed individuals. Another bill would extend the background check review period to 10 days, closing a loophole. Meanwhile, the White House says it's serious about addressing the problem. Top advisor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says,
"This has to stop. Everybody needs to stop preening in front of the camera, stop raising money, Elizabeth Warren. I'm talking to you for Senate candidates off of this, and stand up and work with us to stop that."
She spoke on Fox News. Several countries now issuing travel warnings to their citizens about visiting the U.S. after the mass shootings, among them Venezuela and Uruguay. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Now, sometimes when people call the house, they'll say, I'll say hello, and they'll say, what are you doing? Or where are you? Well, I only have a landline. And so I've become accustomed to answering the phone one of a couple of ways. Pizza Hut or towing service. And yesterday, Rich was on the phone, and I said, Pizza Hut. And he said, I'll take four large pies with anchovies. And I said, now, do you want them with the eyes open or the eyes closed? Okay. And I said, normally we make them with the eyes open. Well, you know, of course we were kidding, but this is not, I'm not kidding here. So in Las Vegas, for $5.50 per slice, you can go to Evil Pie. And they have a pizza called the Canyon Hopper. Canyon, H-O-P-P-E-R, pizza. And it has some toasted grasshoppers on the top as a topping. And they're having trouble getting enough grasshoppers because this seems to be taking off, as they say. Now, to me, not only would I not order it, I would not eat it, and if that's what they think we should be doing, I wouldn't even go there. Okay, that's enough to teach me to stay away from Evil Pie. Rich, I think we're being conditioned to think that eating bugs is like a good thing. What are your thoughts?
Well, absolutely. This brainwashing and mind control around every corner. That's why there's so many of these psychotropic drugs out there. That's why there's so many RF waves and 5G and things like that. I think people are absolutely losing it. I mean, we don't even have common sense anymore. I mean, here they're talking about, you know, getting rid of guns and sanctuary cities and gun-free zones have the most crimes and violence, not just in America, but around the world. They can't stop corruption. They can't stop pedophilia. How the hell are they going to stop guns? You know, here's an article, Gun Control Mexico hit over 3,000 homicides in June. You know, we're getting to the point where everything is done to distract them down and divide us by groups, by skin pigmentation, shade, gender, sexual orientation, religion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I promise you folks, and Vince, how many times have I said this in different ways over the years? Everything that is being done, the propaganda, the lies, the false flags, and the hoaxes, is being done because the people are waking up to the corruption, the manipulation, and the hypocrisy and the double standards. And the powers that be need to divide us. They need to control us. It's an addiction to them. Power, money, and control is an addiction because they label themselves as Democrats. They label themselves as liberals. It's the furthest thing from the definition of liberal. Okay? These people see their false, phony propaganda paradigm falling apart. They see people waking up, and they see the people trying to do something about it. I mean, we don't even know, the little people don't even know where to go anymore to deal with this. Here's an article right here. Treasonous FBI aided criminal Hillary Clinton in destroying evidence and wiping hard drives to avoid prosecution. This is, all these articles are not made up, folks. These are all published articles in the public domain. How can we, I mean, Forbes audits Baltimore, and it ain't pretty. Can you imagine if the people did this? Baltimore hits 200 homicides during so-called ceasefire weekend. Everything that the left is calling for has nothing to do with the betterment of society. It's the control and management of society. So the very few wealthy people at the top can keep the status quo, keep their lifestyle, and keep their addictions to power, money, and control. So whether it's grasshoppers, whether it's guns, we're being socially and politically indoctrinated to accept everything. We're being told and taught to be submissive. And this is why they are breaking us apart in groups. You know, they say, oh, well, we need to, you know, curb these white males and all this other stuff, but they're not calling for the confiscation of the Rothschilds or the Rockefellers or Cuomos or Bloom, Zuckers and Zuckerbergs and, you know, all these people. You know, the Gates, Jonathan Gruber, who called all the deplorable Republicans stupid, Jeff Bezos, Soros, Murdoch, the Clintons, all these people have paler skin than probably everybody listening to this show. But then, but the left is never calling for confiscation of them. It's not about white males. It's about basically singling out poor and middle class white male heterosexuals with a Christian name. That's what it's about. It's about dividing us into groups. They don't even care what group it is as long as we are all at each other's throat. Okay? Perception is manufactured, swaying public opinion and holding on to the narratives, memes, themes, and talking points is manufactured. So this is why they use group identity politics. It's all part of the media propaganda, the professional wordsmithing, the Hegelian dialectic, the subliminal messages in every movie. It's about destroying America and rewarding mediocrity and turning America into the law of diminishing returns so opportunity only goes to the few elite at the very top. So this is why we need to start thinking for ourselves, and this is why we always talk about reading up, researching up, and thinking for yourself and having communication and conversation. And the number one tool that they use, folks, is victimology, making people feeling entitled to play the victim group status card in order to lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job. This only foments hate and division. You never, ever, under any circumstances, make your country better by lowering the bars of standards and expectations. You don't empower that group. You don't empower an individual. You're just insulting their work ethic, their ability, and their intelligence. You're degrading and disrespecting these people in order to make the populace submissive and break our will. You can't reward mediocrity and make our country better. I mean, look, Vince, I got to pardon my tangent here, but I'm going to just go through some of the articles to show how crazy.
Before you do that, Kyle in Montana, welcome. You're on with Rich Sheban.
Good morning, fellow victims. Oh my goodness gracious, Rich! You're getting me so stinking fired up this morning. I can't even hardly stand it. You know, but I have one thought, and then I'm going to let you get on with everything. And I could go on right with you for the whole hours, but I'm picking up some grandkids and stuff today. But anyway, you know, if Obama would have been in office right now, and we had the same Congress, we had the same Senate, everything like that, and he'd be pushing some kind of, you know, gun control law or something along those lines, everybody would just be up in arms like crazy, right? But now that Trump's in office, he's really popular with the right, really popular with the National Rifle Association, and he's done some really good things. All right, but here, think about this. Here the left says they're getting so radical as to say, man, we got to get rid of all guns. We got to put these red flag laws in. We've got to do all this and this and this. So what happens? We move further just a little bit. If what happens is just a little bit, moving further and further, or put the foundation in case Trump loses next time for the next president to be able to confiscate all guns, I guarantee you that's what's coming down the pike. It's the frog in the boiling water scenario. And the problem, even if these things were not staged and even if they weren't put on with mind control, crazy people, that kind of stuff, even if they were real, that is the cost of being free. And if they would have had one or two people in that mall that would have been armed, that would have had a concealed carry permit, chances are that the death toll from this thing would be minimal compared to what it was.
Kyle, I've got a I've got a question for you. If you've got like 2 more minutes, do you have 2 minutes?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, all right. Can the three of us go very quickly through the gun show loophole as it's referred to in the media? It's not a loophole. It is a person selling private property to another person in the same state. So if you have a yard sale and you're selling your old refrigerator or your old wagon or your old drill, whatever it is, you can sell it to somebody else. Okay? It's just private or personal property. Same thing is with a gun. A gun is personal property. So if you go to a gun show and someone is selling a 1911 chambered in 45 ACP or a 22 long rifle, whatever it happens to be, if they own it and they're from the same state as you are, chances are in that state it is legal for one person to sell to another without registration, without government checking, without anything. Is that true or not?
Sure it is. You bet. Yep.
Rich?
You know, it's just, it's a really sad situation we're in. I'm sorry, but I'll make one other, excuse me, I'll make one other quick point, and then I'll head out of here. But, folks, this is, Rich has talked about growing a garden and being self-sufficient, all of those things. And I have done that for years and years and years. But I have come to the conclusion that it's going to take a lot more of a garden than you think. Mine is 65 by 65, and I have like 9 beds and a greenhouse that's 50 feet long, and I have two long beds in there, and I've had a huge bumper crop of everything this year. But I've come to the conclusion that it's going to need to double if I'm going to be able to survive. That's what I think, because it's going to take way, way, way more than you think. And if you don't have it or the ability to do it and the knowledge to do it, you're just going to die. So make your peace with your maker, because in my opinion, if you don't have it ready, that's where you're headed.
And you're talking about death by starvation and disease. That's what you're talking
Absolutely
about.
Absolutely true. You bet. I'll let you go, Vince. You guys have a great day. I'll listen to the rest of the program later.
Kyle, I think about you all the time. Thank you for calling in. Rich Shugan and I will be right back.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. And I just want to let you know, on Friday, we're going to have a special report about the fires in California. And we're going to tell you from personal experience on the ground what is really happening. Things that you absolutely need to know. And you may say, well, I don't live there, so it's okay. We're going to tell you why it concerns you. Things that you probably have not thought about. Things that you can't even see. Absolutely riveting information. You won't believe what you're going to hear. And I'm not exaggerating. And that's going to be Friday. Right here on USA Prepares. And Rich Sheehan, you mentioned common sense. Norm Sheila's writing a book. Title of the book? Who Killed Common Sense? We're all seeing it. Yeah, we're all seeing it. As a matter of fact, he and I were talking right here on the broadcast, and I asked him a couple questions, and he said, I've got to add, based on what we talked about right here on USA Prepares, he's adding another chapter to Who Killed Common Sense. And what we're finding out, we're seeing it all around us, not all the millennials, but way too many of them, are, we've described it as me first. They're really important. They're coming out of the closet. And not all of them, some of them. And they feel it's so important that they announce their arrival that they're willing to damage the family reputation, the family name, the family business. Because it's important to them to arrive, to come out. And they feel that their pleasure is so important that it transcends everything. Values, morals, ethics, promises. They're willing to forgo all of the lifelong things that, I'm going to use the word normal people strive for their own personal pleasures. And what I'm saying is when people decide that they are going to be homosexual, that's the end of that bloodline. There's no reproduction with homosexuals. And how many mothers and fathers look at their children when they're young and they think, wow, this is great, and they name them. They act, believe it or not, parents actually give names to their children. Names that they want to succeed them, to continue on into the future. And they think about that child and maybe that child's children and those children's children going on into the future and continuing the bloodline. I know I have. I know Mrs. Finelli has. I know my parents did and their parents did and their parents did. I know that. And then some parents find out that their children have decided that what feels good right now, is so important that they're going to give all that up. Now, in my case, I'll be really specific. So my grandparents came to this country. They left behind everything that would not fit in a trunk. And they came to this country. Their photograph is in Ellis Island right now at the museum. They give up everything. They worked really hard. They saved some money. They helped my parents get a start. My parents helped Mrs. Finelli and me get a start. And we're doing the same with our children. So all of us have sacrificed for the future. And then all of a sudden, what happens if you find out that your children have decided that they're going to have a same-sex life partner? All that stops. All that effort, all that sweat equity, that hard work. Where does it go? Does it go to the ASPCA? You know, is there a gift of, well, you know, whatever we've got left in our apartment, that'll go to the ASPCA? Or Goodwill? The family lineage stops. All because of what? Individual greed. It's an outrage. And I'm sure it breaks the hearts of parents everywhere. I heard a comedian on National Public Radio. Normally I don't listen to the radio, but I heard this comedian. She's a black gal. Wanda Sykes is her name. Wanda Sykes was married to a guy. Everything was going fine, I guess. Then she decides she doesn't want to be married to the guy. Then she decides she wants to be gay. Then she decides that she's going to marry a woman. A French woman. She's black. Marries a French woman. They decide to have children. So the French gal, the white gal, is artificially inseminated. And the question is asked by the interviewer, so how did you pick what race you wanted your child to be? Wanda Sykes, the black gal, says, well, you know, the white gal's doing all the heavy lifting. Let her pick. She probably wants him to look like her. Now, on National Public Radio, this is all normal. This is, like, great. This is the way it should be. We've lost our minds. We have lost our minds.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.